Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Mystical Musing Show with Mary Brown. I am that Mary Brown. And today's show is going to be all about planet Earth, because that's where we live. We're all neighbors here on planet Earth. Greetings, Earthlings, as much as we like to talk about space and going to Mars and the future. We're here now on planet Earth all together. So let's talk a little bit about what that means today. I also will be taking your calls. I see the chat room is also available if you want to, and that you can find that by going to psychictalk.net and click on Listen Live, and that'll take you to the live episode of the show if you want to listen on psychictalk.net, whether you're listening on your phone right now. You can also listen on your computer. And our chat room is posted there. The show is on Blog Talk, but if you want to chat, if you want to post a question in the chat room, I will be checking out the chat room on Psychic Talk as well. So, we already have a bunch of callers in the queue here, and I will start taking calls shortly. You know, hopefully I will try to not make our callers wait too long. But I wanted to kind of start with, first of all, the card of the day. And for those of you who want to see the card of the day, go over to the Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group, and you will see I post the card of the day every day there. And today's card is really interesting to me, just seemed perfect as far as timing goes. We got it from the Spirit of the Animals Oracle deck by Jody Bergsma. If you haven't seen that deck, it came out from U.S. Game Systems. It's gorgeous. And it's all animal cards. And so the card for today is Elk. And that is talking about leadership, endurance, a lot of those qualities that we see in nature with elk. And why it seems so perfectly timed to me is because, you know, when September rolls around, September, October, that's when the fall mating season starts for the elk, and you can hear them bugling and the herd splitting up for breeding rituals. And elk can become, you know, fiercely competitive. When we talk about animal spirit guides, animal totems, that kind of thing, we can also call it medicine of the animal. So elk medicine, it's really good. It helps you to learn the wisdom of restraint and moderation. If elk is your totem, you're going to be asked to conduct your life with fairness and concern for your community, or your tribe is a way to look at it. And it really helps with calling up those qualities of leadership and strength, and remembering that you have great power within yourself, enough to be able to conquer challenges that come your way. So, again, if you want to see this beautiful card, or any of the cards for any of the days, and a card for every day, go over to our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. All right, so one thing also I wanted to mention real quick before we start getting into the topic of planet Earth is that over at the Psychic Talk .net page, we're having an incredible special right now. I think today is the last day of it. If you go to psychictalk.net forward slash Labor Day. There's a Labor Day sale going on for the Tarot Guild. There's only like one day and like 12 hours left is what it looks like. You could get membership in the Tarot Guild, certification tarot and numerology course, and a reading and coaching session as well, all for only $37. So it's like the big blowout sale going on right now. So be sure to check that out if you're interested in tarot, join the guild or studying numerology. And so let's go ahead and touch a little bit on our topic, and then we'll take a few calls, and then we'll go back to it, et cetera, et cetera. Planet Earth, okay? The reason that I felt it necessary to kind of make this the topic today is because I feel like with all of the, kind of catastrophic things that are happening with the deadly Hurricane Dorian that just, brutalized the Bahamas and lashed the east coast of the U.S. and the forest fires in the Amazon and countless other things happening around and around the world. I know that it can be, it can seem overwhelming. It can seem frustrating. And I know a lot of people are really, really concerned right now. What can they do? Well, certainly there's a lot of things that you can do to help out the people that are affected by these things. There's a lot of charitable organizations. Red Cross is always a great place to start to help out people who are in immediate need. And you can also look into other organizations that are trying to, I guess, like re-green some of the places that have been devastated by fires. But also, I think that, it really is even more basic than that. I think that we all have to start with mindfulness, okay, or just a basic awareness or a basic appreciation for the planet, for planet Earth. This is it. Maybe they find, a way for us to terraform Mars, find another planet that's in the habitable zone that we could all immigrate to, I suppose. But I'm guessing that those possibilities are not going to be opened up for the majority of the people inhabiting planet Earth right now. So we need to deal with our planet. We need to take care of our planet. We need to be aware that we're living on a planet, that this is it. This is the only one we got, okay? It's the only place that we can live. And so it seems, when you think in those terms, this is our home, then I think it's very difficult to then mindlessly do things that are damaging, to, throwing litter all over the place, destroying ecosystems around you, killing, the species that help promote, clean air quality and help, it's all one big circle that we're all a part of. And I know that a lot of times, we look at these different things, okay, I won't use plastic straws, I won't use plastic bags, I'm doing all of this stuff, I'm trying really hard, and the planet isn't getting any better. So does it matter? Well, I think those things do matter. I think what matters probably on a larger scale would be when those things are no longer available for people to use, okay? When corporations stop making them, okay? I have no desire to get into politics of that and everything, and we know that it's possible, because think of back when you were a kid of all the things that used to be available that aren't anymore because they realized how dangerous they were. Well, we need to start thinking about things that aren't just dangerous to us human beings. We need to think about, getting rid of things that are dangerous to our home planet, and One thing that I think is really easy, though, is this mindfulness idea. You know, once that we show an appreciation to nature, once that becomes like a daily practice, a daily thought process, and there's many ways you can do this. You know, it doesn't have to be real complex and difficult. You don't have to become a quote-unquote tree hugger or anything, but just have that basic awareness. You know, some simple things you can do is go out in nature. And if it's inconvenient, if you live, you know, in the middle of a metropolis and there's no way to get out in nature, or it's just too long a drive to find nature, then pay attention to the natural things around you. Pay attention to the trees around you. Pay attention to the plants around you. Spend a few moments looking at it, being with it, feeling, breathing the air with it, and saying thank you. Thank you, tree, for helping to clean our air. Thank you, little plant, you know. And, you know, it's not silly. There's this idea in the Moon Eye Key rites, which is a shamanic system of rites that was brought to us by Alberto Villoldo from the Andes. One of the rites is called the Earthkeeper Rite. What it really is about is like really becoming involved in the stewardship of the earth and all life around us, and you know, holding that dream of a planet where all beings live in peace and where the rivers and the air are clean, and remembering that everything you do has impact, you know, in that teaching, as they say, for seven generations. So, you know, some people like to go out, you know, maybe it's not every day, maybe it's once a week, and they'll go out and they'll make an offering to a favorite place that they have in nature, whether that's by a stream, whether that's a favorite tree of theirs. Traditional types of offerings are either cornmeal or tobacco that you leave for it. And some will go as far as to make a despacho and, you know, burn those and offerings and let the smoke be the food for the beings that they're being, the earth elemental beings that they are being offered to. So, I mean, you can make up, you know, an altar if you want, as well, you know, but find something in your way of connecting to the earth, to connecting to nature, and make it a daily idea in your head. Make it, think of it daily, because I think that, you know, not a lot can happen if we don't change our mindsets. Not a lot can happen if we don't have that awareness, if we don't care about the planet and what's happening to it. You know, the destruction is just going to keep going on and on. And pretty soon, you know, maybe seven generations from now, you know, the earth is going to be a very difficult place for humans to live. All right. So if you care about the future, if you care about the planet, if you care about the human race, I think that helps. And I think another thing that we have to be cognizant of when we're talking about things, you know, like we do on this show, Mystical Musings, we talk about things from a mystical point of view, right? We consider, you know, that there's a connection beyond just what we see around us. And so, you know, in metaphysics, there's that classic idea of as above, so below. So usually people talk about that, and they're talking about it in the context of what's happening in the spiritual realms above us, so to speak, is reflected in our life in the physical down here. And I would take it a step further, and as above, thinking of us as actually the above, because we're generally, most of us, you know, we're living on the surface of the planet. We build our homes on the surface of the planet. We're interacting with each other and with, you know, the world around us, you know, on the surface of the planet, and the planet is below our feet. So what's going on with us? If we're destroying things, you know, or even more so, what's going on with our discourse and with our conversations and with our thoughts that we're putting out there? If there really is this idea of the collective unconscious, if we're really all, you know, connected, like everybody likes to say, we're all one, we're all connected. Well, you know, what are you contributing to that connection? How much of that connection is really positive and good? Not just for everyone else, you know, that we're connected to, but also for the Earth as well. Because it's like when I look at, you know, some of the footage from Hurricane Dorian, and you see the tumultuous ocean, and you see those waves, and you see the wind, and you see how angry and violent it looks, right? I'm anthropomorphizing here a little bit. But you look at that, and to me, it's like immediately it reflected to me like some of the conversations I see on social media, some of the, you know, things that you see on the news, some of the things you hear just walking around in the city, and it really makes me wonder, like, how much are we affecting what's happening with climate change, not just with, oh, pals and agribusiness and the industrial complex, all of that. No, I'm talking about, like, the words, the thoughts, the ideas, the emotions that we're putting out there. Well, everybody talks about how divisive everything is, right? Well, you know, do you think that's helping the Earth? I don't think it is. You know, my argument is that it's not helping the Earth. It's certainly not helping human interaction. It's not helping our species at all. So, you know, we've got to find a way to put some moderation in on this. Put some, you know, kind of calm energy into it. Learn how to be diplomatic. Learn how to be more positive. And sometimes, you know, it's just a matter of learning, like, not to take the bait every time, so you don't find yourself with the angry words and thoughts and energy and emotions flying all around and getting, you know, thrown out there into the collective conscious, you know, thatness that we're all a part of. We don't need that crap, do we? Don't we want to clean that up as well, too? So, anyway, I'm just throwing it out there. Is this an idea, you know, that maybe, you know, the way we're behaving on the micro scale, individual scale, and what we're thinking and what we're, you know, how we're interacting with each other may be having an effect on the planet as well. So, just some food for thought. Anyway, so why don't we go ahead and take a few calls here to see who is out there. And I will take a look at the chat room as well in a little bit. And let's see. So let's see who our first caller is. Okay, calling from area code 330. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hi, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie, how are you?
Good, thank you.
What did you want to talk about today?
I was wondering if I could get a tarot love reading.
A tarot love reading. Sure, why not? Let's do it. What's your question that you wanted to a tarot love reading on?
I would love to share my life with someone, and I'm hoping there's someone special soon.
Okay, so let's take a look at that. Is there somebody, do we see anybody coming in, basically, right? And you know, do we have an idea of when that would be? Emphasis on soon. Okay. All right, so looking at that, what do we see? Well, Well, you know, hey, this is good. You know, so we have the Fool card that comes up overlooking everything. To me, you know, that's like, ah, yes, something fresh, a new beginning, a new start with the Fool card. And, you know, and when that comes up, it's also telling us, like, look, this isn't going to happen when we expect it to, you know. So what that says to me is, like, if you're kind of putting yourself out there and, you know, you find that you're, you know, having to kiss a lot of frogs, basically, you know,
yeah.
don't get discouraged, because it's one of those funny things where sometimes when we try, we don't get results, and then we say, oh, forget it, and then all of a sudden, boom, there it happens. Okay. The other card that comes up, too, is the High Priestess, and so it's really saying, like, hey, you know, some people look really good on paper, and then there's other people that, man, there's just something about them, and we find ourselves kind of drawn, and we don't have a logical reason for it, you know. We don't have a good you know, rationale for why we're drawn to somebody. But I think what this is saying more than anything is, one, you know, don't overthink it, because this feels like this is something that's just going to flow for you. And, you know, as far as time frame for this person coming in, you know, it's interesting. I'm getting a lot of the other cards that come up are the Swords cards, are really talking about not overthinking this with the Nine of Swords. The Ten of Swords is in the past position, and so it's saying, like, you're ready for a new chapter. You know, what you've been through, it's time to, you know, kind of let go of it. And the Five of Swords in the center is saying, like, you know, be willing to go out and step outside the box a little bit. And with the Fool card, it kind of just, you know, emphasizes that message. But with all the Swords energy, I think we're talking about the fall time frame for this. Okay, so I don't think, you know, September, October, November, early November, I think that's the time frame we're talking about for somebody new coming in. You're going to have like it just kind of be drawn to this person and not have a good reason why. You know, so don't, you know, talk yourself out of it, okay? And, it's like they're going to come out of nowhere. Like, so in a way that's, you know, a little bit, you know, it doesn't happen in the way you expect it to. So this looks pretty good to me. Yeah, and it's not too far off either. So thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
All right. Okay. So, all right. Let me just reshuffle these cards here, and then we'll take our next call and see who is out there in the ether. Okay. I always like to put my deck back together in between calls. Rattle a little bit. Okay, so the next call is 412.
Hi, how are you?
412, good. Hi, how are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Jessica from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh! Ah! I grew up outside of Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh.
It's so pretty here, right?
It's four seasons, right? It's nice that there's places that have four seasons. But no, oh gosh. What part of Pittsburgh are you from?
Originally from the east, now in the north part of the city. What about you?
I lived outside of Pittsburgh, so it was like New Kensington area, like way out there, Medrano Heights.
28 north.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was in Westmoreland County, but I miss it so much. I love Three Rivers, you know, the Arts Regatta and the Incline and all those things. I hope they're still there. So what did you want to talk about today? It is.
I have a couple things going on. I've been really working on manifesting, meditation, different things. So can I do a general, see what comes through? sort of to test myself to see if my manifesting is.
Is it working? How's it going? Okay.
Right.
I'll tell you what, let's do a couple of things here since we're doing a general reading. Let me pull my oracle deck. I just want to see what symbol comes up for you and then pull an angel card for you too that kind of give us an idea where we're at on the manifesting. Wow, okay. So, then let me just shuffle its other deck as well to see what else comes up here. Oh, wow. Okay, so, you know, this is really interesting. You know, the first card that it got for you to just kind of get a general, like, where you're at, is the fire card from the Mystical Shaman Oracle. And it talks about, you know, really the passion, you know, of the fire. And that reminding us of like, how quickly things can transform, you know, one way or
right.
the other. And, you know, it's saying that, you know, that transformation is really kind of like you're in the midst of it right now, you know. So that idea of
yeah.
manifesting, it seems like you're definitely changing some things, you know. And that, you know, it's really just a matter of, you know, continuing to feed the fire and also, you know, set the healthy parameters around it, you know, so that you can kind of direct that, you know. The other thing that comes up, too, is I pulled an angel card for you from the Angels of Light Oracle deck. It's one of my favorite angel decks. And yeah, this is nice. It's like the angel of bliss comes up. And
the angel of what?
Bliss.
The angel of what?
You know? Bliss.
Oh.
You know, what bliss is? Like
right.
harmony,
yeah.
peace, happiness. So I feel like with these two cards, it's like, you know, the manifesting that you're doing, if you keep, you know, feeding that fire, and that inner fire, that what your passion is, that you're going to, like, get to a point where, okay, we've really achieved what we were trying to do, and that we're happy with the results of it. Because sometimes when we're really, you know, trying to manifest something, and we can sometimes be really focused on exactly how we want that to look, and I feel like with these cards, you know, it's talking about like how the process is so beneficial to you. And so don't like overlook that, you know, and to keep following, you know, your passion, keep feeding it. I think that what you're doing is working. I think you are affecting change, but I also think that, you know, sometimes it can be kind of hard to control, kind of hard to direct the outcomes. So sometimes we've got to kind of let go a little bit of the outcomes, but ultimately I think what you're doing is working.
Let me ask you this question. Because I'm really working on this art. Is there, if you pulled one more card about, say, my financial situation, do you see that changing soon?
Financial situation. Okay, let's take a look
whether
at that. What about
getting a job or
something, right? Something to
right.
help the financial situation. Let me just pull a 3-card spread on that. Tarot real quick. Knight of Pentacles, that's nice. We have the Fool card in the end. Yeah, okay. So, you know, look, soon, right, with the Knight of Pentacles, it's like a steady growth, you know, like we're going to get there, but with the Fool card in the end, and we do have the Queen of Wands, so again, it's like that fire energy is like, you know, she's got a fire lit, and she's trying to, you know, make these things happen, and to me, what it's saying is, like, it's not going to be, like, immediately soon, but with the Fool card, literally it could be at any time, but you are making progress there. There is going to be an improvement there. The other thing, too, is that sometimes, you know, that does come in the form of an opportunity that can come your way. The Knight of Pentacles may be indicating like a job that's on the horizon for you, and it may come from an unexpected place. But, you know, I think that, yeah, you're going to see improvement there. Okay? Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. We are at the bottom of the hour, as we call it. You know, it's weird. I don't know why we call it the bottom of the hour, really, when I think about it, because it's kind of like it's halfway through the show. But anyways, just a side note. So I want to take a moment here before we go back to calls and see what do we have coming up here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And we've got some good things coming up. You know, we a lot of shows were on like took a bit of a hiatus during the summer, and so now a lot of them are coming back, and so we got good things to look forward to here. I know that this week was kind of strange. I think they had to cancel a couple shows on what Friday, and I think on Wednesday too. But the good news is that we've got everybody back pretty much, I think, going forward until, of course, we end up getting into, you know, holiday breaks and that kind of stuff here. But, you know, one thing that I think is going to be really great is the Monday show. Is a one-year anniversary show for the Compassionate Light and Healing Show with your host, Catherine Hahn. And so that is definitely going to be like a big highlight of the week here. And, you know, the very odd thing is that my upcoming show page does not want to load. So if for some reason I can't get it to load in the next couple minutes, then for sure you can find what all is coming up by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming, and they're all listed there. And I'm going to try this one more time, because I know the one-year anniversary show for Compassionate Light and Healing is on Monday. And for whatever reason, this just does not want to load for me. Okay, well, enough with this. I'm giving up. I had the page all set, and now it just doesn't want to do it for me. But again, you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming and see everything listed there. We also have the link for it in the chat room. And also, don't forget to join our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio, on Facebook. There's a page, you know, an official page, and then we also have a group. So check out the page, like the page, that would be cool, and join the group, because I post a card of the day every day in there. And now we have, you know, a lot of cool things that are posted by the other hosts and people that have joined the group. Sometimes we get some really great conversations going in there. All right, so moving right along, let's go ahead and try to get to some more of these calls. And if I don't get to your call today, please remember that we do have shows several days a week, and the majority of those shows are call-in shows where you can get free mini readings or chat with the hosts. All right. So our next call is area code 9. What is that number? 929. Okay. I don't have my glasses on this morning. Area code 929.
Hey, Mary.
Caller, are you there? Hey.
Yes, I am. How are you, Mary?
Good. Good. How are you doing?
Awesome. Needing a little help with directions.
With what?
With some direction.
Some direction. Okay. Well, what's your question?
Okay, so I would love to start looking for a new job. So I'm thinking that maybe, I should start getting my resume prepared now so that I can start looking toward either the end of this month or next month.
Okay, so we kind of want to know, like, you know, kind of timing-wise, what's the best time to really start putting yourself out there? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me see what comes up. I'm just going to do a tarot reading here. Just look at this. So when it comes to putting yourself out there, looking for a new job, is now the time? Is later on the time?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, you know, it's saying, like, take your time, you know. The Wheel of Fortune comes up here along with the Knight of Pentacles, and then we do have the Seven of Pentacles. The final card there, Seven of Pentacles, to me, is a card of patience. And timing.
Okay.
And there's something about it, too, with the, you know, that the change is going to happen. It's just that it's saying that, like, what you want is going to be worth waiting for. There's something sort of methodical about the approach of the Knight of Pentacles. And the other card that comes up is the Knight of Cups. So with the Knight of Cups, I mean, look, it's asking us to follow our heart. So sometimes a job isn't just a J-O-B, you know. Sometimes it's something that really we get some sort of, uplift from. That it makes us feel good to be doing it as well. And that sometimes could be like the work itself. Sometimes it's the people that we work with. You know, that kind of thing. So it's saying, like, really, don't just take any old job, you know. Every reason that you can get, something that's really going to be worthwhile to you. So give it a little more time, you know.
Okay. All right. When you say a little bit more time, what month do you mean? November, October, November, December?
I would put it with the Pentacles energy, I would put it in the winter time frame.
Okay, that's good. That's fine.
Yeah. You know, so, like, use this fall time frame to just kind of, like, you know, maybe get, you know, do some preparation for it. And then,
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. What else did I wanted to, before I, we're going to take some more calls here in just a second. There was one other thing that I wanted to mention about this planet Earth topic here. And that is that that idea that I was talking about, like the mindfulness and the, you know, it's just finding a way every day to kind of just extend your thoughts to the earth, you know. Some simple things that you can do, you know, we talk about things like earthing and grounding and stuff where you go outside and you stand barefoot and you connect to the ground or you sit on the ground, that kind of thing. Well, as, you know, the fall months start happening and then we go into winter, it's, you know, it's going to be maybe like less appropriate to do that without getting frostbite on your fingers. But, you know, I think part of not just I feel like part of, you know, how we can, you know, keep the planet in mind is also appreciation of the seasons. You know, we're just getting ready now to switch from summer to fall, and, you know, at least in the northern hemisphere. And you know, doing something to kind of mark those occasions, you know, feeling like you're part of the cycle that the planet itself is going through, you know, honoring the cycles in whatever way that you do, you know, it doesn't have to be like, you know, some elaborate ritual, you know, you could just, you know, connect, collect some falling leaves, find a way to connect, go out and appreciate the snowflakes as they come down, you know, go out and feel the rain, you know, things that remind us that we're not just these automatons, you know, connected to computers and smartphones, and that, you know, we're watching the, you know, the stock market rise and crash, that we're driving in a car. We're not machines, you know, and so much of our life is like encased in machinery of one type or the other, or dealing with problems that, you know, have, you know, maybe no solutions sometimes. I think sometimes we need to just like quiet all of that, and we need to stop all of that, and we need to go out and we need to smell the air, you know. We need to listen. We need to listen to the birds and the trees. We need to remind ourselves that we're a species on a planet with a lot of other species around us. And this planet is providing for us all. We're all sharing it. We're all connected. Okay. All right. So let's just take a few more calls here. Let me put my tarot deck back together. I'm using the Spirit Within Tarot by Stephen Bright. Brilliant deck that came out last year. If you haven't seen it, it's one I highly recommend. Okay, and our next caller is, say, area code 917. Area code 917. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Hi, good. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ashiel. And I'm calling from New York.
From New York? And it's Dashiel, did you say?
No, Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
Oh, Ashiel. Okay, Ashiel, what did you want to talk about today?
Love. Yeah, you love. I just want to see who's coming up, if anybody's coming up.
Okay, so looking for love and not talking about like an existing a specific
no,
person.
No, looking for. I'm single and open.
You're single and ready to mingle. All right.
That's right.
All right. So let's see what comes up. Let me look for love. Okay. Right. So, well. Okay. So there's a couple things going on here. You know, we do have a Page of Cups that comes up, right? And that usually can indicate like either an opportunity, somebody new coming in, a new chance for love. The Three of Pentacles is the other card that comes up. So it talks about like partnership, teamwork, you know, somebody that is like, you know, could potentially be a good partner. But the other thing that's interesting about the Three of Pentacles is sometimes it's somebody connected to work. Okay. The other cards that come up are kind of interesting. If we look at this as a yes-no spread, I would say three out of the five cards are indicating a new love interest coming in pretty soon, and they may be connected to work. And a couple of the cards are kind of interesting because they're a little bit of a warning, you know, and it's saying that with the Five of Swords that comes up in the center, to me that Fives often are about conflict. The Five of Swords can indicate like boundary issues. And sometimes it's saying like, okay, you know, you're ready, you're open for a new love. And, you know, so what are the ground rules, you know? And, you know, with that Three of Pentacles, it's saying like, okay, we've got to find a middle ground. So I feel like this is kind of kind of an interesting thing that's going to happen here. You're going to have somebody new come in, and you're both going to have to kind of like, they're not going to be a pushover in a sense that, you know, there's going to be like boundaries on both sides, and yet if we work together, we can find that middle ground. So I think, you know, time frame wise, what we're talking about is like within the next 2 to 3 months that this happens. So let's see, this September, October, November, December time frame, I think, is like really, you know, the optimum time for this person coming in. And I think that, you know, don't get put off immediately. You know, if they seem to have like, you know, kind of boundary issues or whatever, then I think it can be something that can be worked through. Okay? So I hope that is helpful to you. Thank you for calling.
Can I ask a quick question?
Go ahead.
I kind of met someone in my neighborhood who lives a block away, and we had an interesting conversation, but I just didn't want to get the phone number. So I'm hoping that next time I will ask for a phone number. Can you pick anything up on that? If somebody new that I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. So, like, do we get a second chance to get to exchange numbers with this person?
Yeah, because
right?
I just didn't want to be too quick. You know, it was the first time I stopped talking. You know, I just wanted to be comfortable. It was at a restaurant, and, you know, I just hopefully we talk again. And that's it. And we live a block away. We don't see each other that often. So I'm just hoping that we run into each other again.
Right, yeah,
and
like
I don't
the opportunity.
See happening from that, yeah.
Right, do we see anything going on with that? Do we see another opportunity coming up? Six of Wands, Page of Wands. You know, I would say definite maybe with that. The Six of Wands usually to me indicates that, like, yes, you know, with the especially when it's connected to a page, that, you know, we get to run into each other again. There's a sense of recognition with the Six of Wands. And, you know, this is something that, you know, may not happen immediately, but could happen over, like, you know, next month, 2 months, around in there. But I do think that we bump into each other again. And it looks like really, you know, Six of Wands is a great place to end. You know, it's a card of appreciation and recognition. And so, yeah, I wouldn't rule it out at all. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
All right. Okay. All right. So I think I have time for one more call here. Let me just put my cards back together. All right. Let's see. Who do we have next? Oh, trying to see if I can get to everybody. All right. So we have area code 541. Let's see. Yes, they're there. Area code 541, caller, are you there?
I am here, thank you.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Camille, and I am calling you from Oregon.
Oregon, wonderful.
Yeah.
And what did you want to talk about today, Camille?
Okay, so I am manifesting a specific amount of money for a specific purpose that I must have this coming week. And what do you see on me being able to accomplish this?
All right, so let's take a look at that. Are you able to achieve your goal there?
Yes.
In the time frame you need to. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so looking at this, manifesting that specific amount of money and that specific time frame. Ooh, wow. Okay, look. I think it looks pretty good for that, actually. The Nine of Cups comes up. That's the wish card, you know. So that
yes.
idea of, like, you know, this is what I need, this is what I'm wishing for, this is what I'm hoping for, however you approach manifestation, the wish card's always a great card to come up. Nine of Wands, another nine, is opposite it. The Nine of Wands is like all the effort, you know, everything that we put into this. The Nine of Wands is like saying, like, we're almost there, okay? We're just almost there. And the other card that comes up is a Hermit card. So, you know, it's a little bit weird, right? Because there's all these nines. The Hermit is also a nine card as well. So,
yeah,
you know, we've got the ninth of the month coming up in a couple of days. So it just makes me feel maybe there's something going on Monday that's going to be significant in helping you to achieve this. And behind that, I have the Knight of Pentacles. So the Knight of Pentacles, Pentacles is good. You know, it's our money cards, you know, when we're looking for money. Three nines coming up in the spread to me, you know, it's like sometimes I pay attention to, like, combinations and stuff. Three nines is a sign of success to me when I have three nines that come up like that in the spread. And
right.
The last thing that I would say is this last card that comes up is the Death card. So is this, you know, if you get what you want, if you achieve your goal, you know, it manifests, is that going to transform something in a big way? You know, because the death part usually signals, like, you know, big changes, transformations, or, like, and again, you know, the end of cycle, you know, beginning of a new one.
Yeah.
It just feels like, you know, there's something that happens after this, or it's the effect of achieving that that brings about, you know, transformation, like positive transformation.
Well,
so
what happened was we moved here. Our escrow closed a week early, and because of that, I had to leave everything in my storage unit. And so with a small child, we came up here, and now what's happening is I must pay August and September's storage bill together, and then ultimately I must go back to California to move out of that storage unit, move everything up here. So... you know, yeah. So it's a lot of work that I have to do, but, you know, I must pay this bill so that I can save our things from any sort of, you know, public auction or something like that.
Right. You don't want to.
Yeah. So that's.
You don't want your storage to end up on that, you know, Storage Wars show. Right?
On TV. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, okay, must pay that this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not that person. But.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, it looks really good for you being able to do that. The Knight of Pentacles is interesting because sometimes that can be someone who, like, is helpful in some way with this. So, you know, just throwing it out there because there may be, you know, it may be representing a person. That court cards don't always represent people. But, you know, in this case, it just may be somebody who's, like, helpful to this process in some way. But in any event, it looks pretty good for you. And maybe that transformation at the end is, like, you know, the relief and feeling like, wow, okay, I can really start my new chapter now, you know.
Yeah, because, like, I should have done it last year, but the house needed us here right at that minute. And I had to leave the stuff behind because it's safe behind that locked door as long as you pay your expense, you know. So I'm like, it happened for a reason. It happened for a reason. So,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
You
take care.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay. So we are just about at the end of the show here. I think I can fit in one more call. Hold on. I think we can do this. Let's see. And this is area code 856. I think that's right. 856. Area code 856. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is Laura.
Absolutely. Hi, Laura. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey. A Jersey girl. So what did you want to talk about today?
Oh, you know, I'd like to know about my finances and maybe making a move into a home sometime.
Okay. Are you living in an apartment now kind of thing, or are you looking about, you know, making your finances so you can make that move?
Yeah.
All right. So let's take a look at this situation. Everybody wants, it's either love or finances today on the Mystical Musings Show. It's like, those are things that make life go around here. So, finances. Okay. We got some major cards that come up here. You know, if you have been feeling like one of the first cards that comes up is in the past position, the Eight of Swords. It's like where we just can't, you know, it's like we can't see the forest for the trees sometimes. It's like, how do I get there? How do I get from point A to point B? How is this going to happen? And I feel like we're finally, like, you know, getting in, clearing that energy. We have the Moon card, and then we have the Magician, and then we have the Sun card. And to me, like, that's that great flow. The Moon can bring about a sense of, like, you know, again, lack of clarity. You know, it's like it's not, you know, it hasn't really been revealed to us, or we haven't gotten it in our head yet exactly how we're going to make it happen. But with the Magician card, it's like, we're going to make it happen. So, you know, finances are going to improve. The other thing is, the Moon for me is associated with like a month's time frame. So feel like we really like step into the energy of being able to make this happen in like a month's time. Okay. The Magician card that comes up, you know, card of willpower, card of manifesting, and letting you know that like maybe in a month's time, you're going to have all the tools that you need in order to make this happen. You know, one of those tools is the Pentacle. It's talking about the money, too. And then we end with the Sun card. It's a card of success. It's a card of achievement, happiness, and also all that sort of, like, lack of being able to really see what was happening with is cleared up by the Sun card. So something shifts for you in about a month's time frame here that all of a sudden now, you know, this becomes like a real, you know, tangible reality that you can make happen. You know, that idea of being able to move, I think really, you know, yeah, that's not outside the realm of possibilities either. It's just that we had to kind of have everything we needed in order to make it happen. So I think that's kind of why, you know, it hasn't quite happened yet, and why we see, you know, it looking much better going forward. I know a month from now, it feels like, you know, you're going to have some things in place. You're going to have what you need in order to really, you know, get this going. So, looks
that
good to me.
That's really promising. Yeah.
So thanks.
I like that.
Me too. And I think, you know, yeah, call us back. You know, I do this show once a month. Call me back next month and let me know what the heck happened to make it happen for you. Okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, we are exactly at the end of the show. I want to thank all my callers that called in today. You guys made it really, really fun. I love doing readings for people and talking to people all over the country like we get to do on this show. And all the listeners out there in radio land and online. And again, one last plug, don't forget about the Labor Day sale going on psychictalk.net/Labor Day. It's a great sale, $37, gets you membership in the Tarot Guild and the Tarot by the Numbers course and a free coaching or reading session and some other stuff that I can't remember, but it's like this big deal that's really cool. I used it to like renew my membership in the guild because it was such a bargain. Anyways, hope the rest of you have an absolutely, or hope all of you actually have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget to go out and connect to the earth. Find your own way to do it. Create your own ritual. Make a little earth altar, you know, get those four elements. That's an easy way to do it. You know, something, maybe a feather to represent the air, maybe a rock to represent the earth, maybe a match or a piece of wood to represent the fire, and, you know, a little vial of holy water to represent water. However you do it, I mean, there's a million ways to do it, you know. Send me a message on Facebook, you know, contact me through Psychic Talk, that's the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. I'm always posting stuff on there. Just, you know, comment on one of my card of the days that I post there. If you want ideas of how you can, you know, start doing that mindfulness practice of, you know, appreciating and connecting and remembering that you're part of this, you know, huge community of so many different species that are on this planet, our home, our one and only home. All right. Anyways, I love you all. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.